Welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Jew, and I'm here with Master Jew.
And Mr. Jew.
That's right.
What's going on? How are we doing today?
We're doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
If anything, there is probably a historical moment that has recently happened. Although, by the time this comes out, it's going to be a little... We're going to be behind the eight ball by the time this comes
behind
out.
Behind the eight ball.
But...
I've heard that before.
Yeah. Maybe you want to go over it.
Oh, well... Some pretty interesting development in the history of Taekwondo. President Che is currently in Korea, and he met up with the president of KTA, Korean Taekwondo Association. What day was it? That should be a historical day because it's been 57 years since this meeting has happened.
So what exactly is the KTA?
Well, the KTA is...
Or how does that change, differ from like a
WT or ITF? These are things that people may not know. I think WT was organized or founded in 1973. ITF was founded in 1966. But the KTA, I believe, was 1961. And General Choi Hong-hee, it was the first president of the organization. If you read the article... Okay, you don't see it in America, but it is being, you know,
talked about
in Korea.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, about this meeting with President Che and with the president of KTA. I don't remember his name, but anyway,
probably like Han Bin or something.
No, I don't think it was that. What's interesting is that. They said 57 years, so if you think about 57 years, that's 1966, and that's actually when ITF was formed, right? And so really what happened was, actually General Che was the first president, but probably was one of the founding members of the organization up until 1966, and then he decided to break away and form the ITF. There's a lot of political issues with that, but mostly, I think, and he mentioned this before, is that I remember General Che talking a little bit about it, and that was that Taekwondo was for everyone, and he just kind of felt like, I'm not putting words in his mouth. I don't know exact words, right?
But okay.
He didn't feel like he was able to do that within South Korea or whatever, right? So he decided to form the International Taekwondo Federation. So that's historical.
Yeah. So my question is that the KTA is not WT.
No, because the KTA was formed in 1961. Uh-huh. WT was 1973.
Right.
Many years later.
Okay. So if it's a Korean Taekwondo Association, how does that differ from like WT, the cookie one?
Well, you have all these different organizations come up. Why do they come up? I don't know. I think the cookie one, and I would probably, I don't know too much about the cookie one. I do know that they have a lot of the different Korean martial arts styles, and they issue certifications for those organizations.
So it's like, not just like, WT.
Right. Like it might be Budokwan, Tang Sudo.
Okay. All right.
Hapkido or something, WT, and it's kind of interesting. When you talk about organization, you have organizations that issue different types of certification. You can get a Cookie One certificate, right? Mm-hmm. I believe you can get a WT certificate. You can get an ITF certificate. You can get...
KTA?
I don't know. I'm guessing that you can get a KTA certificate. In some ways, I'm like, certificates are kind of important, but not important. Through the years, I'm kind of thinking that, yeah, it is kind of important. You do see a lot of people asking for certification here. I'm certified WT, I'm certified ITF, I'm certified KTA, I'm certified Cookie One. And it almost seems like, you just like to collect certificates or what?
Right.
Right. And so certification, I think it's important because it just kind of shows you what you've done and how important it is. But when you're just seeking that, Like I don't have a WT8 degree black belt. Mm-hmm. I could maybe go and ask and see if they would give it to me, but I don't know if I need that, mm-hmm. right? I might need it if I was maybe more involved in like their activities, but mm-hmm. I'm not, so I don't. Mm-hmm. But if you've earned something, then yeah, certification is kind of important. I mean, and I think a large organization is kind of important than just a school certification, right? There are a lot of schools out there that issue black belt certificates out in Timbuktu, and they go around the country and go, well, I'm a black belt, here's my certificate. And go, what kind of standard is that? Mm-hmm. Well,
right.
They might accept it or they might not.
Right.
But if you can say, oh, I'm a ITF certified.
Under this organization,
and people go, oh, ITF, yeah, no, I get it.
Right.
Or you do have knockoff. They mm-hmm. say they're ITF and they're not ITF.
But they don't have that certificate.
They don't have that certificate. Right. And okay. So, you know, then it kind of brings the legitimacy of it. But a certificate is just a certificate, right? If you're good, you're good. If you're not, you're not. So what's the difference?
Yeah. Right. That's true. I mean, we do have one student. She came from another school looking for ITF, but...
Yeah.
You know, I don't think she had an ITF.
No, but she was good.
Yeah.
So what are you going to say? No, here, just take that white belt, will you? And that's fine, too. I mean, every instructor has to decide what they want to do for their dojang.
Right.
I kind of think myself and maybe a lot of instructors I know really do understand that, you know, not everyone found me, so that's why they don't have that certificate or they don't have that standard. Or is that the student's fault or the instructor's fault? It's
more like the instructor's fault.
So, you know, if you get a student that practiced the ITF patterns but they're not recognized and they are not too good, and you know, that's kind of what it is. Or you go, yeah, I recognize that, and no, it's not. It's not ITF certified or not whatever the organization certified. But look at all the years they put into it, and they believed whatever they were doing was mm-hmm. the best thing available.
Right.
Right? And right. That's important.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go back to the KTA.
Ah, KTA.
Okay.
Korean Taekwondo Association. Tell me a little bit
more. Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that history there. What exactly do they do?
Well, it's just like any other organization. What is an organization, right? Mm-hmm. Why did they form it? You know, so you have the name Taekwondo, 1955 was developed, and General Che was also obviously teaching it to his troops, mm-hmm. South Korean Army. You know, it's a martial art. And even when you look at when the naming of Taekwondo, I remember hearing, and I didn't hear from General Che, I don't know, I can't recall who mentioned it, but he had a list of names, of possible mm-hmm. names for his art.
Yeah.
And if you look at the history, it's now kind of coming out. It's before it was, oh, Taekwondo, old art, who was the founder, that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. But when you look at... if you read his encyclopedia, he talks about it. He's got lots of evidence about the meeting of masters, mm-hmm. and they reviewed different names, and they decided that Taekwondo mm-hmm. was going to be the name.
Right.
It was going to be the art of Korea.
Yeah. Right?
And so, organization, what do you want? I mean, getting back to it, why do we do that? Mm-hmm. Well, an organization is to unify people, to come to a common ground so that mm-hmm. we can all speak the same language. And
right.
organizations to provide like tournaments and seminars mm-hmm. worldwide. Mm-hmm. Memberships, that's why it was created. And that's mm-hmm. why we have different organizations. We have ITF, we have WT, we have whatever, right? KTA. I think ultimately we all have the same goals, and just to unify the...
Oh, God. I'm going to get this fly after this.
We're going to get the fly. We're going to get him. Quick, back to strike. Get him. And organizations just kind of start just because you have conflict amongst other people.
Right.
Not the same goal. Where are we going? And you go, no, that's not where I want to go. So We have a different organization.
Right. All right, let us know your thoughts on the KTA and the ITF.
I think it's pretty historical because historical. I would say that's probably the first Taekwondo organization. Just the mere fact that President Che is in communication with them. And right. They're supposed to be doing some joint venture stuff. So that's
awesome. Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely. The KTA is sending a demonstration team to the World Games.
Oh, really?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if this podcast is going to come out before then or whatever, but that's what's happening.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing that.
Yep.
Don't forget to sign up for our Tool World Summit.
Coming up,
you can join us virtually or also in Hawaii, so you can contact us or your instructor for more information.
Why would you want to do it virtually? Just do it in person. That's the best.
Yeah, there you go.
Have fun.
Yeah. Have a nice weekend out with us.
That's right.
And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwondo.